morning. Where two or three gathered, the Lord is in our midst. Amen. I'm going to open us with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this morning, for bringing us together to stand in the gap for the church, for all our brothers and sisters. And we humble ourselves before you, Lord God, and may you come and have your way in our midst. And may the prayers of your people, Lord God, be pleasing to your ears, and may you come and do your amazing work in our midst. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's turn to the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hind's feet and makes me walk on high places. Amen. This is a very famous set of verses from Habakkuk. And verse 17 is extremely dire. The fig tree is not blossoming, and there's no fruit on the vine, and the yield of the olive failed, and the fields produce no food, and the flock is cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls. The modern-day equivalent of this would be, there's no food in the fridge, there's nothing in the cupboard, there's no money in the bank, and I've worked hard all year, and I got paid nothing. And I need to work hard another year, and maybe there'll be nothing there as well. So you're really scraping at the bottom of the barrel. And verses 18 and 19 are two of the most optimistic verses. Yet I will exult in the Lord. So I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. So despite all of that, I'm going to rejoice. Not in a delirious manner, because I'm so depressed, but I'm going to rejoice and exalt in the Lord, the God of my salvation, the one who saves. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like deer's feet and made me walk in high places. Now, one may read that and say, your practical situation is terrible. And you can comfort yourself with the thought that God is with you. But the writer here truly is rejoicing in the Lord despite the circumstances. How could that be? Well, let's analogize to another situation. Again, a modern-day situation. There's nothing in the fridge. There's nothing in the cupboard. There's no money in the bank. And you got paid absolutely nothing despite all the hard work you did in an entire year. That's a very tough place to be. However, if your best friend and your mentor, your guardian is Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett has said to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Ask me whatever you wish, and I will give to you. If one of the richest men in the world is right beside you and says all those things to you, I don't think you're going to be so depressed. I think you're going to rejoice in the fact that your buddy, your mentor, your guardian, your sponsor is Warren Buffett, because he's got billions of dollars. Doesn't matter if there's nothing in the fridge. Doesn't matter if there's nothing in the bank. He's got your back. And yet, even Warren Buffett, he doesn't have infinite resources. He does have a lot. But there is a last dollar for Warren Buffett. He will run out of money at some point. And everything ends when he dies. He can't take you. He can't do anything for you past the point of death. And yet, the God of Israel, the Lord of our salvation, he is far, far richer. There is infinite resources with our God, so that whatever Warren Buffett has is yet a dust, a speck of dust in this whole universe compared to what God has. And God is the God of the living and the God of the dead. God is this lifetime and 100% sovereign thereafter. And if we truly understand who this God is, then we will exalt. We will rejoice. We will find our strength in this God. So even in the depths of human misery, of human agony, of human difficulty, when you line that up against who God is, we can truly rejoice. So my prayer is that for all of us, and for our brothers and sisters whose families or who themselves or their friends are on the prayer list that is going to come up soon, that we will know who God is, have a clear view of who God is, and be able to rejoice and find strength in him. I'll invite Sterling to lead us in a song of worship, and then we'll go into a time of prayer. Yeah.
your hands, their nails in your feet. They tell me how much you love me. The throws on your brow, they tell me how you bore such much shame.
To our prayer topics. Let's pray for our family members who are suffering from cancer. Move on to the next one. Pray for those who have illness and who also need salvation. Move to the next page. Let's pray for the folks in our midst who are suffering from infirmities. brother and sisters in our midst who are looking for jobs at this point. Move to the nearest prayer topics. Missions focus today. Let's pray for SP Singapore, Pastor Sam Kim and the crew, Spin, Pastor Salamat and the group, and Spill, Pastor Ernie and the group. Pray for our local outreach ministries, Igape, Homie, and Recreation. SP 2.0 for building and resources, benefactor, and the Vision Fund. House churches are meeting tonight. City, First Street, McRobinson, Olympic, Adventurous, and Westville. Pray for those in our midst who are currently pregnant. Vidya, Clara, Kathleen, Lynn, and others. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your incredible, faithful, consistent love for us. We lift up all these prayers unto you, Lord, the author and perfecter of our faith, our salvation, our Lord. And be with us as we go forth today. We pray a covering over the staff retreat that is going on today. Lord God, I pray for unity of heart and spirit with you, with one another. I pray for great joy. I pray for insight, connections, revelations, inspiration, encouragement. May you bless the gathering, Lord, throughout the rest of this week into the weekend as well. May you come and have your way. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.